Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's get back to some of your calls, and then we'll let you hear what Sirianni said this morning with Joe and John. Particular two things that stood out from Sirianni, including his decision-making on those fourth downs and the Jalen Carter situation, which really flew under the radar yesterday. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. What's up, Greg?
Joe Hugh, what's up, man?
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, let me start by saying it's September 18th, and the Phillies are the best team in baseball.
That's right, they are. Greg, for as much as I'm concerned, I think a lot of us are concerned about the Eagles, we got a red October coming here, Greg. I mean, the Phillies are going to obviously make the playoffs. They're going to win the division, and they're at least going to get a bye. Hopefully, they'll get the one seed as well, but we got a big month October coming for the Phillies here.
Yes, sir. Now, let me get like 30 seconds to cook on these Eagles. So, look, either we come together now or we're going to continue to crumble. What, we've lost 7 of 9? If we don't come together, we're going to continue to crumble. We can stay here and we continue to lose every week, or we can fight our way back. You guys know this is Philadelphia. We're fighters. We don't quit. I can't do it for them. I play JV.
It sounds like you need some music.
Joe, Kyle, you can't do it for them. The leaders of the team can. BT, Jalen, Saquon, Clay. Walk your asses into the building today. Look everyone in the eye and say, let's go get this back. Let's bring winning football back to the Eagles. Who dat gonna go down to New Orleans and beat them safe? The Philadelphia Jam Eagles are dat. Go Birds.
Go Birds. There we go, Greg. And he did need the music. You're right, Hugh.
No, he needed the music.
Yeah, he needed a little boost.
I wanted to give Seth the music, but
I just was sitting back enjoying that. I mean, maybe the most underrated part of Seth's interview with us today was asked him about both Nolan Smith and Bryce Huff, and he just said they're too small.
Yeah.
He just said they're too small.
I mean, and you know, Seth played with some grown-ass men out there. Yeah. At defensive end.
I mean, look, I know smaller pass, it's a different league now, right? These guys are 235, 240, 245 off the edge. Mm-hmm. But when you watch some of those highlights of Bryce Huff just getting engulfed, and you watch there's a one clip out there of Bijan coming a chip, and I think it's Nolan Smith, you know.
Ooh, he got de-cleated.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a bleeder.
He took him out. Brandon's up next on WIP. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Brandon, we're just trying to figure things out here. What are you feeling?
All right, so I got major concerns, short-term and long-term. Short-term, real quick. I'm going to try to make this real quick. Short-term, I think we're going to have a historically worse or historically bad defense, worse than last year. And I don't think that Jalen is enough. I don't think he's the type of quarterback on the offensive side that can actually erase that. Like, I just think the defense is too bad. And I'm concerned about the scheme and things that they have. Short term, I'm very, very concerned.
Well, I don't think you're crazy to be concerned, Brandon. And I know a lot of people think that, hey, it's just defense. You could outscore teams and all that. I mean, Drew Brees in the middle of his career, and obviously Drew Brees is an all-timer, he had 3 straight 7-9 seasons at one point because the Saints had a bad defense, you know, about a decade ago. So if the defense is as bad as they've looked the first 2 weeks, it's going to be hard to win a lot of games. That's just the truth.
Right, right. And so as far as long term, what is the expression? A broken clock is right twice a day.
Yep.
So 2017, 2022. The broken clock is the organization at the top and the structure about how they do things. Like, I don't think that you can hire a coach and then hire his defensive and offensive coordinators for him. I don't think that you can rely solely on analytics all the time and then have somebody that's basically relaying, hey, coach, with the information we got, 78% says that you should go for this you know, fourth and three instead of kicking the field goal and taking the points. Like, I just think that – I think it worked for 2017 and 2022. But if you look, especially at Sirianni's tenure, he doesn't really – like, he's never really put a full game together. Even in 2022, we were scoring like crazy first half of this game. The last half, we were, you know what I'm saying, I mean, we were up by a lot. So we really didn't, you know what I'm saying, lose. But we never really put, you know, a full game of football together on the offensive side and the defensive side. I just think, you know what I'm saying, long term, how the Eagles want to run everything, I'm real concerned about, like, going forward, if this is the right structure. And I would hope that they would, you know, because they're real analytical. I would hope that they would look at it and try to tweak some things.
So I think they will, Brandon. I think they will. Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's what one area I trust Howie in. He's going to look. If they're wrong, they'll tweak it. But yeah, I think it's a fair question. You know, short term, long term. I actually feel okay long term. I think Howie tends to figure things out long term, and they have a lot of young players that should have a lot of run left in their career, especially on the offensive side. Short term, I'm more concerned. This looks to me like an 8-win football team. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Sirianni. He was on this morning with the morning show, so it's actually something Brandon just brought up there. Sirianni this morning was asked again about the decision making in the game, specifically to go for the fourth down in the first quarter, to run the football in the fourth quarter, or, excuse me, throw the ball instead of run it with, you know, minute 46 to go, and then to not kick the field goal. Here's what he said about his decision-making. It seems like this isn't something he just comes up with on the fly.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is well thought out.
You know, everything that you have to do, like, I'm able to, I don't have to make split-second decisions. I mean, I do within the game, but those are decisions I've made pretty much throughout the week and then throughout, you know, my time as a head coach and time as a offensive coordinator and a position coach. Those are decisions I've been thinking about forever, and I go through a process with that. And so, listen, those are high, those play out. If you don't convert on fourth down, it's like a turnover. I get it. And so those decisions, when they work, you know, I don't know if they really, anyone really thinks, oh, they got it there, and that's why they went and scored 7 points there. When they don't work, I'm up to, you know, scrutiny, and that's my job. That's I completely understand that these are decisions that are going to be scrutinized.
All right, Hugh, what do you make of that? He's basically saying there that he doesn't make these decisions on the fly. All week he kind of plans out, hey, this situation here, I probably will go for it, this situation there. You like that? Or should it be more of a thing in the moment?
I don't like, I've never been a head coach. I'm going to say that first. But that doesn't feel like you have different scenarios that you play in your head and you kind of compare and contrast situations.
Sure.
But every scenario stands on its own merit.
And every moment's its own thing.
Yes. And I don't know if I subscribe to that. I really don't. You know, like I said, I've never been a head coach. But a lot of people, when we talk about that last play, whether or not to run the ball or pass the ball, I know a lot of people said that they were okay with the play call. But I think that if you're in a position where you're coaching, I think a lot of people would have chose to run the ball, given what we know about, you know, how it could go bad in a situation like that, and you don't want to give them back the ball. I would have rather ran off some time on the clock in that situation. So that's what I would have did. But I don't know if I subscribe to that, because you got to have a feel for the game. And like I said, I've said for weeks that I would have went into it like this. Let me say this. And I'm going to try not to long talk. I don't went into it like this. Do I trust my defense? Because I feel like a lot of times when Andy Reid was our coach, he said that. And that has been confirmed, because he would look at me or he would look at the defense like, come on, let's go. Let's go. Because we had that type of defense. We ain't got that type of defense
right now.
And
that's why Monday night bothered me. Because by going for the third down pass, you're telling me I don't trust the defense. I want to end the game right here. It's not just about clock. It's about ending the game. Well, then you have to go for the fourth down. You got to stay consistent there. That was a little bizarre. The other thing this morning that came up and flew totally under the radar yesterday is Jalen Carter. He was not on the field for the first series of the game. Here was what Sirianni said when asked about that.
Yeah, we're going to keep in-house business in-house. You know, I'll just say that. But I believe in Jalen. You know, he wasn't in there for that first drive, but I believe in him. He's got a ton of potential, and he's a great kid that's had some really good moments here and played some really good games. Who can be one of our best defensive players? And he's working like crazy to do that. And like I said, I'm excited for him in the future of Jalen Carter, but I'm going to keep the in-house business in-house.
All right, he could try to do that. He's going to be asked again. We'll carry his press conference at 12:10. When your best defensive player is not on the field to start the game, there's going to be questions about it. And Hugh, like, I don't know what happened. It obviously wasn't that big of a deal, right? They didn't suspend him for the game or a quarter. It was just one series.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. It's time for Jalen Carter to be the player that we anticipate him to be. He had a great first half of his rookie year. But we're going on, like, what, 10 months now since he's played, like, impacted the game? First two games this year, has he impacted the game much?
Not a whole lot.
Like, it's time to, both from obviously a teammate perspective, I don't know what happened within, you know, him not being on time, Jeff McClain reported for something, and on the field, like, Hugh, I need Jalen Carter to be great. And so far, the last seven games last year, first two this year, not great.
Yeah, you need to be one of those guys that's looked at as somebody that's going to step up and fill that void that Fletcher Cox has left.
Yes, it's time.
And that could be, you don't have to be a rah-rah guy. I think a lot of people feel you got to be a rah-rah guy. You don't have to be that. Just be somebody that's held accountable for your actions.
Well, and McClain reported that it was he was late for something, right? Mm-hmm. That's why he wasn't on the...
I mean, and that's happened before. I've been late, and I've been in the situation that he's been in. I think that right now, because of the situation and everything that has happened, and there's a hint of fragmentation on this team.
And I also wonder, do you think they would have taken him off the field if it was the first time he was late? Or is this like, hey, man, this is the fifth time?
Like, again, I've been in this situation. And I remember when I was late to a meeting, I was benched for the beginning of the game. And
was that your first time being late?
I think it was.
Okay.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.